Last thing we did was on page 11, so I'd like to pick up on page 12 if you have the pages. If you don't, you're free to photocopy them. The Rambam opens up Hilchos Talmud Torah and he says, Noshim v'avonim uktanim p'turim mitalmud Torah, avol katan aviv chayev lelamdo Torah. So the Rambam doesn't tell us at this point exactly what the age of the katan is. How old is the child? Later on we're going to see that the Rambam goes into detail about this, and he calls it Yodei Ledaber, as soon as he can speak. He writes, Shenemar, the Rambam says, what's the source for the chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah? V'limadetem osam espenechem ledaber bom. It's very interesting that the Rambam, you know, sometimes the Rambam will quote that which is necessary for us to understand from the Pasuk, and he doesn't add the whole Pasuk if it's not relevant to his discussion. Here, he could have stopped at the words V'limadetem osam espenechem, but he added the next two words in the Pasuk, ledaber bom. Anybody want to guess why he would have done that? Yeah, that Yodei Ledaber. It was Ledaber Bom. In any event, what I want to study with you today in Mirz Hashem are the insights of the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Let me say a few words about him. He was a Gaon, he was a genius, one of the giants. He was a younger contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. We're going back 150 years ago. His name was Rav Yirmiyahu Lovi, Lovi or Lau, in English, and he wrote a book called Divrei Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lovi, which is a phenomenal work, and it would be a mitzvah gedolah to reprint it. The only reason I know about it is because of the Sefer HaMafteach of the Frankel Rambam, which is in the back of this, and I looked around amongst the Sfarim on Hilchos Talmud Torah, and I didn't find too many people quoting the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Again, the Frankel, they organized the whole cadre of Talmidei Chachamim to study the Rambam. So they went through hundreds and hundreds of Sfarim commentaries on the Rambam. But in my experience, this Divrei Yirmiyahu is phenomenal. And if I have a contribution here, it's just typing up the print. The print is horrible. You can't read it. It took me many hours to decipher his words. In any event, he asks the following question. The Rambam opens up by saying that Ktanim Pturim mi mitzvah zu, from this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, I looked for the same words in the Rambam all over the Mishneh Torah with regard to every other mitzvah. I looked in Hilchos, I'm just embellishing it. I looked in Hilchos Tzitzis, I didn't find that the Rambam writes Ktanim Pturim in Tzitzis. I look in Hilchos Shofar, I didn't find the Rambam saying Ketanim Pturim in Shofar. And he says, Maishna Hacha, why here, of all places, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, did the Rambam find it necessary to tell us that Ketanim Pturim in Mitzvah Zu? And in no other mitzvahs does he feel compelled to tell us this. Everybody follow the question? The question, I think, is crystal clear. Here's his answer, word for word. Vin Nireh. Dehine chiyuv haTalmud Torah havi lilmod leida. He says the first dimension of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to know the Torah. So it's limud al menas lodas. Now I'm going to translate lodas into my English. We just had a shir of Chumash. The Torah was translated into 70 languages. So I'm not sure that my English is the same as yours, because you're the original English, but...
Divided by common tongue, shit.
So I'm going to translate Leda as in order to acquire knowledge. Again, the Divrei Yirmiyahu doesn't spell this out, so it's just my translation. Then he says that there's another mitzvah within Talmud Torah. We've got mitzvah lilmod b'chol yom. On a daily basis. Now, it sounds like that mitzvah to study on a daily basis is not a duplication of the mitzvah Leida, but rather it's a separate mitzvah, independent. Which, if I understand correctly, would mean that even if you would have a limud that would not be Leida, and we have to define what that is, I'm hoping your minds are thinking as I'm speaking, then there would still be an obligation and a mitzvah to engage in that kind of lilmod on a daily basis. Like, for example, when it says v'igisa bo yom v'layla, that means every single day of the year, day and night, if we divide up every day into two parts, there's an obligation to study Torah. But that obligation is independent of the mitzvah of Leda. So I'm asking you the following question, if anyone has an answer to this question. What would be a limud without Leda? Oh, so number one would be not knowing the meaning of the words. What else? Let's say you're talking about a Gaon Olam. He's a genius. What would be a case of limud without Leda?
He's learning Kabbalah, that he has no clue as to what he's...
Okay, so you missed my point. When I meant to say a giant, he's a giant even in Kabbalah, okay? That's what I meant to say by a giant. So again, I'm talking about an absolute scholar. You can't teach him anything that he doesn't know. So what would be a case of limud Torah for such a person that's not Leda? Don't all answer at once. I can't hear so many voices. He knows the Torah. So what is he doing now?
Chazar,
exactly. What would you say, again, if I woke you up in the middle of the night and I asked you the following question? Is there a mitzvah Talmud Torah even as far as Chazor is concerned? You're reviewing exactly what you know, not adding an ounce or a nuance of new insights. What would you say to me? Yes or no?
I would say
yes. Yes, for sure, no? Yes, of course there's a mitzvah Chazor. How many times do you have to review your lessons? I don't know, the Gemara Chagiga says 101 times. I don't know. I never reach that level. I get bored after a certain number of times, but four times at least you should review your lessons, right? That's the problem with Daf Yomi. Who has chance to review it? So it goes in through here, comes out through here. Anyway. So take this is an extreme example of someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Should he now still engage in Talmud Torah? Well, we're assuming yes. What kind of mitzvah would that be? Not Leda, but rather mitzvah lilmo b'chol yom v'yom. Says the Dirimiyo, delav mishum Leda. He says that even if the daily dosage of Torah would not be Leda, nevertheless, gam b'meshe yoda, I'm going to add a word kvar, meaning he already knows the Torah, so this is Chazara, ki yilmod, when he decides to learn it and review it, makayim mitzvah zos. Okay. Now, let's take a minute of time and think out loud. What would be the nature of the father's obligation to teach his son Torah? His son is very young. And the Rambam says, "Avol katan aviv chayav lamdo Torah." Can we guess which direction the Divrei Yirmiyahu is going to take us? Again, if you have the text in front of you, just cover it over because I want to see if we can guess. Let's assume for the time being that the child is mature enough to understand the Torah. Then we'll talk about Yodel Ladaber, he's 2 years old, and maybe he doesn't comprehend the Torah. But let's talk about a child of 4 years old, 5 years old, and you can teach him whatever you can teach him. If he's a Vilna Gaon, he can learn Kol HaTorah Kula already, but if he's not, you know, you can teach him a Chumash Midrashi, I don't know what. What do you think, if you can guess, again, there's a 50% chance we will be able to guess this, which mitzvah is incumbent on the father? What's the goal of the mitzvah? Is it Leda or is it Lilamed Oso Torah B'chol Yom V'yom? For example, I'll give you the following scenario. The child has limited concentration ability. What do I mean? The children, you know, today everybody's ADD, but I'm saying in the old days, before we knew about ADD, we're all on Ritalin, right? But I'm saying in the old days, a child likes to go out and play ball. Okay, in certain circles that's a no-no, but in our circles, I think you could say that not only is ball playing acceptable, it's even to be encouraged. Well, whatever it is that the child does with his time, you know. Now, are we saying that A, the father has to make sure that this, that his son understands the Torah? Or are we willing to say B, that the father has to tie down the child on a daily basis to make sure that Yom of Alayla he's going to study Torah? Okay, anyway, I'm just throwing it out there. What I want to do is evoke your intuitive response over here.
That's a knowledge.
What do you say?
I would say knowledge.
Okay. You mean that's the obligation.
Knowledge aspect also.
What do you say?
I was the knowledge aspect, not the young class.
Is the obligation. I just want to make sure. Yeah, David, are you saying the same?
Also, choice B. To get into the pattern, to have a kavu way of learning.
Every day. Again, you're talking about a 5-year-old. You know, schlep him to cheder every single day, 7 days of the week. There is a shita like that in the old city. I don't want to get into it now. And every night, you know, the child is never 5 years old. So comes along the Dira Yirio. And he says the following. He says that even though there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah regarding every day daily, as we said before, Hakatan, I'm sorry, let me read the whole sentence. He says, Mitzvah Zos Hakatan Potter. Mi Mitzvah Zos Hakatan Potter. What does it mean, Hakatan Potter? We know that cotton is potter from Talmud Torah. He says, "Lav chiyuvdi aviv shakotan yelamed oso bechol yom v'yom." And what that means is, if avar yom, let's say a day passed, v'lo limdo aviv, is that's not called a bitah mitzvah. The father is not negligent in his obligation. Shenomar, that we should say Sha'avar Aviv al Zed, that his father violated this command. El Rak HaMitzvah Saseh Lilamdo Leda, that the scope of the mitzvah is limited to the Leda aspect. Rak Lilamdo HaMitzvah Velo She'ilma, he's obligated to teach him the mitzvahs. Again, the katan himself is not obligated, but the father is obligated to teach his son mitzvos, and he has to know the mitzvos. But it doesn't mean that the obligation on a daily basis to teach Torah applies to a father vis-a-vis his son. Again, when I'm talking about his son is a katan. When the son becomes a gadol, then the gisa boyom of Elilah, the bar mitzvah boy has to understand the weight of his becoming a bar mitzvah, then now he's obligated to study Torah on a daily basis. But as long as he's a katan, his father is obligated to teach him Torah. That's teaching for the sake of knowledge, but not teaching on a daily regimen basis. That's the thesis of the Dira Yirmiyahu. So I would like to embellish the Divrei Yirmiyahu, and I'm hoping that again he would not object to what I have to say. There's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah which is called Almanas Ladas. It's a conduit, it's a means to an end to know the Torah. And that mitzvah, the Rambam formulates in the first 7 halachos of Perek Aleph Milchus Talmud Torah. So if you open up the Rambam to Hilchus Talmud Torah, you'll see that the Rambam uses the following 2 words over and over again, but not a 3rd word, as I'll get to in a minute. He says Lilmod and Lilamit. Is that true? Let's do a quick research here in Hilchus Talmud Torah, which is at the end of Sefer Mada. Almost at the end, I should say. And he says the following. Take a look. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Lelamdo. You have that? Lelamdo. In the case of Isha, Lelamed. And then he goes on and he says in Halacha Beis, Lelamed es Beno. Lelamed es Ben Beno. So it's always the word Lelamdo. Number Gimel, he says, Chayev Liskar Melamed. Again, it's either Lilmod or Lilamit. And if his father did not teach him Torah, then Yilamit is Atzmo, then he himself has to teach himself Torah. And this goes on and on and on. And what we get to is Halacha Ches, after Halacha Zayin, where again the Rambam used the word Lilamit. In Halacha Ches, he says, Talmud Torah. All of a sudden the Rambam switches his language, and that's something that we always have to be sensitive to in the Rambam. So what's the difference between Lilmod and Lalamin on the one hand in the first seven halachas and Talmud Torah in the second halach, in the eighth halach? So we're suggesting the following, that Lilmod Ulalamid means Ladas, and that's derived from the pasuk Limadetem Osam Es Bnecha. Then in Halacha Ches, the Rambam introduces something called the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is an all-encompassing mitzvah that tells us what you're obligated to do. And he starts this whole presentation in Halacha Ches by telling us that we have to learn Torah not only to know Torah, but also on a daily basis, whether it be by day and also by night. That's what the Rambam calls Talmud Torah. Now, if you're careful about it, the Rambam, when he gets to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which means a daily dosage of Torah study, he quotes a different source. Until now, in the first seven psukim, he was focused on the pasuk Limadetem Osam Es Bnecha. Now, he's focused on the word V'gisa Bo Yomo V'layla. And according to the Divrei Yirmiyahu, it seems to me, if I understand them correctly, this mitzvah of V'gisa Bo Yomo V'layla has nothing to do with Almanas L'das. It's not really limud in the sense of acquiring knowledge. Even if he's learning that which he knows, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of V'gisa Bo Yomo V'layla. Now, I think that this is typical of the Derech HaLimud. Why? In the Derech HaLimud, you may recall, for those who are with me, that we distinguish between the action and the result of the action. How would you plug that in, that distinction, into the two categories of Talmud Torah, the Divrei Yirmiyahu? Can you do that for me? The action and the result of the action. Where does Ladas fit in, Shmuley? Correct, and Ladas is the Totsah. So Ladas means that I want you to know the Torah. The Maisa of Limud is only a means to an end. Masha Enkein, if you're talking about the daily dosage of Torah, Yomo V'layla, you already know the Torah that you're studying, so you can't call it the Totsah, you can call it the Maisa Limud. So you have a Chiyuv of a Maisa Limud twice daily, during the day and during the night. And then you have a Chiyuv of Totsah HaMaisa, not the Maisa Limud, but the Totsah, the result, which is knowledge. And according to Divrei Yirmiyahu, it all depends on what pasuk you're dealing with. If you're dealing with the pasuk of Limadetem Osam Es Bnecha, you're talking about the Totsah, teach your children. Teach means that they should know. If you're talking about V'gisavo, the actual higayon v'torah, you know, the sweat and toil of going through a sugi in Torah, maybe you know that Torah already. You're reviewing it for the upteenth time, but nevertheless, that's the maisa limud. And now he wants to suggest that that's the difference between the first seven halachas in the Rambam and the eighth halach and beyond. The only problem I have here is that Vishantul Vanechanra says the source is the source for the mitzvah of the Chacham to teach Torah. Because Banecha Elu Talmidecha, and that might apply, again we had a long discussion about this last week, that might apply only to Bino HaGadol, meaning Ben Chavero who's a Gadol. And then the mitzvah is Limud itself, where Limud becomes an end unto itself. It's not Talmud for the sake of Yediyas HaTorah, but it's the actual Maisa Limud. So forget about the Totsah for a moment. There's the Maisa Limud, and that could apply Yom V'Layla, or the pasuk of Vishinatam Vanecha B'Shabbacha of Kumecha. That B'Shabbacha refers to night, and B'Kumecha refers to day, and that Talmud Torah has to link up with both day and night, the two onos of each day, and that is a mitzvah of Maisa Limud. But when it comes to the child, v'limadetem means to teach him Torah so that he knows the Torah. But it doesn't mean that the father is responsible on a daily basis, yomam v'layla, to see to it that his son is engaged in Talmud Torah. So let's see the Divrei Yirmiyahu in Sa'an. He says the following. When the Torah says v'limadetem osam es b'neichem, and that the chiyuv of the father, is it for the sake of yediyah, or is it just a maisa limud on a daily basis? Now the Rambam hasn't yet introduced the maisa limud as an end unto itself on a daily basis, derived from v'yigisbo. Where does the Rambam present that? In halacha ches, you remember? So as far as the first seven halachas are concerned, including the halacha of the father that the Rambam opens up to teach his son Torah, here he says l'lamdo Torah. He doesn't say v'gisa bo yom v'layla. He says v'limadetem osam l'lamdo Torah. When he gets to v'gisa bo and a daily dosage of Torah study, there he uses a different phrase. He calls it Talmud Torah, not Limud Torah, but Talmud Torah. So it could be possible that since the Rambam codifies the requirement of the father to teach his son Torah in Halacha Aleph as L'lamdo Torah, derived from the pasuk L'imadetem osam es b'neichem, the Rambam is talking about Yediyas HaTorah. To teach Torah means to guarantee that your student understands the Torah. Talmud Torah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, the Rambam only mentions that in Halacha Ches. There the Rambam is not addressing the specific, unique responsibility of the father to teach his son, but rather the obligation that's incumbent upon each and every one of us, as Gedolim, meaning past bar mitzvah, to study the Torah on a daily basis, yomam v'layla. That's the maisa limud. So it could be that the chiddush of the Rambam, in the opening halacha here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, is to tell us that we derive the chiyuv of the father vis-a-vis his son from the pasuk l'imadetem osam, but not from the pasuk of v'gisa bo yom v'layla. The Rambam deliberately omits v'gisa bo yom v'layla, the second dimension of Talmud Torah, until he gets to halacha ches. Had he injected that halacha of v'gisa bo somewhere in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, we would have mistakenly understood that the father is obligated to make sure that his son has a maisa limud Torah, even without yediyas haTorah, on a daily basis, twice daily, yom and laila, and that would be a mistake. The Torah exempted the father from a maisa limud vis-a-vis his son, b'chol yom v'yom, and therefore the Rambam was very careful to mention the gisa bo yom v'laila only when he gets to a gadol, not the father's obligation vis-a-vis the kohen. So therefore, if a day passed, says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, and his father did not teach him Torah on that day, lo avar al ezishi mitzvah, he doesn't violate the mitzvah of l'imanetem osam es b'neichem, because that mitzvah is not a day by day mitzvah, but rather a yediyas haTorah mitzvah. So if the son acquires yediyas haTorah over the course of a period of time, that's fine, the father has fulfilled his obligation. But why did the father give him off on Sundays or on Fridays or on Shabbos, whenever he gave him a day off? That's because the father's obligation is not the gisa bo yom v'layla of maisa limud, but rather limud l'shem yediyah, which means a means to an end. That's v'limanetem osam
espenecha. So what time period is the mitzvah?
Well,
it's not daily, then. What's the time period is the mitzvah?
You mean between day and night?
No, because it's not chai daily. You are chai to teach your sons.
Right, whenever the Chiyuv Yediyah is, let's say, for example, we're going to learn later on the Chiyuv Yediyah is 613 mitzvahs. You know, it could be he can't give him a single day off in order for him to achieve 613 mitzvahs. But let's assume that he can teach him on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. Let's give him a four-day work week. And during those 4 days, he can accomplish Yediyas HaTorah. The father is okay. So Lefichach, he says, therefore, the Rambam used the language of Al-Katan Aviv Chayv L'lamdo Torah. What does he mean by L'lamdo Torah? Yediyas HaTorah. Torah is the only place where the Rambam in the first seven halachas employs the phrase Talmud Torah. What does Talmud Torah mean? The Rambam is only going to spell that out in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. What's Talmud Torah?
Day and night.
Correct, not Yediyas HaTorah, but Maisa Talmud Torah, Maisa Limud, day and night. And here the Rambam goes out of his way to say that Haktanim Peturim Mi Talmud Torah. No, according to the Divrei Yirmiyahu, let's ask the following question. Is a kohen obligated to study Torah? What would be your answer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's only exempt from Talmud Torah, which the Divrei Yirmiyahu identifies as the Maisa Liman on a daily basis. And that's what the Rambam means by saying that. Again, what was the original question? Let's go back. The Divrei Yirmiyahu was perplexed. Why don't we find Patur, a Katan Patur, in all the mitzvahs in the Rambam? We only find it here in the case of Talmud Torah. The answer of the Divrei Yirmiyahu is that Ein Chinami the Katan is Chayav in Torah study. He's not Chayav in Talmud Torah, which means the daily dosage Yomam v'layla, that the Torah never imposed on the Katan, but he is Chayav in the midst of Yediyas HaTorah. Again, who's going to be the active element in Yediyas HaTorah? The father. But at the end of the day, the child has to pay attention, he has to be a good learner, and soak up by osmosis his father's Torah, because he's obligated in Yediyas HaTorah. This is pretty wild. But there is a chiyuv in an active sense, right? But he said he's a cotton?
This is kishiyaki. I don't know.
Oh, kishiyaki. We don't know what kishiyaki is. Yeah, this is a big research project. There's some mafreshim say that l'chiyaki means l'chiyagdil, and there's even one girsa in the Rambam that tries to understand how the letters got mixed up, and l'chiyaki means l'chiyagdil. There's going to be another thesis that l'kshiyagdil means when he's mature enough, even if he's before the age of 13.
Which would fit very well with this.
That would fit very well. Correct. Did David?
Yeah. When Rambam says the katan is pater from Talmud Torah, is he implying by omission that he's higher in Lilma Torah?
Correct. And Lilma Torah means that he has to be the passive recipient of Torah. You know, there are two types of mitzvahs that the Torah obligates on. Sometimes the Torah, 99... and 100 cases obligates us in an active mitzvah, of a kumvaseh. But there are a few select mitzvahs which apply to shevi altas, meaning in a passive sense. And you have to let, you know, like nature take its course. And in this case, the Divrei Yirmiyahu is claiming that the Rambam only patters up the katan for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which means Maisa Limud HaTorah on a daily basis. But as far as Limud HaTorah to understand the Torah, the child is obligated to the best of his ability to understand the Torah. That's not in an active sense, but it means passively he has to be open to asmot, you know, to understand and let the Torah, that as far as teaching him, penetrate into his mind. And although, again, the father is not obligated to regiment his son on a daily basis to study Torah, so the good news is that the children will get some days off. Again, in the old city, that's not true. I think they only get off, if I'm not mistaken, on, when is it? Erev Yom Kippur and maybe Tisha B'Av, I forget. No, Erev Yom Kippur. Anyway, they get 2 days off from a cheder the whole year round. Could you imagine? So if you want to send your child to a serious cheder, you might either move to the old city or see if they offer you a hasa'a to the old city. Anyway, but for most of us, you know, the children have less of such a strict regimen. So we give more off, in some communities we'll give more off on Sundays, in other communities we'll give more off on Fridays, on Shabbos for sure, on Yom Tovim for sure. And the father is not teaching his son Torah on those days. So is he in violation? Is he ignoring his obligation? And the answer is no. Because the Rambam says that the chiyuv of the father is lelamdo Torah. And lelamdo, insisted the Divrei Yirmiyahu, means yediyas haTorah. It doesn't mean on a daily basis. We're not going into the calendar and telling you which time slots, which units of time he has to teach his son Torah. That whole spiel about the obligation of studying Torah on a daily basis, that's called Talmud Torah, and that obligation is only formulated by the Rambam in Halacha Ches. Here the Rambam is talking about Limud. Limud means Yediyas HaTorah. So now the father's obligated, he's responsible for his son's Yediyas HaTorah, and there he plays an active role in achieving Yediyas HaTorah. And then the child now is parted from Talmud Torah, but he's chayav in Limud Torah. which means that he has to allow himself. I once heard from my Rebbe that the just 1 second, how did he say it? He was talking about Pirsum HaNes in Megillah. What was his? He saw it. Oh yeah, he was talking about the fact that women and children are obligated in Megillah, right? You're familiar with that. And Yerushalmi says that, I don't remember if it was Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, I forget which one of the Amoraim, would gather together the women and the children in order to hear the Megillah. So Rav Soloveitchik asked, what does that mean? You're telling me that the women are obligated in the midst of Megillah, then you're telling me that he organized and invited them so that he could read the Megillah in front of them. What's that all about? So my Rebbe used to say the following, that the chiyuv of the father, insofar as this pirsum hanes, is to publicize the miracle. But you can't publicize the miracle unless the person to whom, or in the presence of, he's publicizing the miracle, is obligated in the mitzvah. So for example, if I were to ask you, can I just grab together 10 non-Jews and fulfill my obligation of pirsum hanes in front of them? It won't be the answer? No. Why? Because they don't have a kiyum mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of pirsum hanes, of Megillas Esther. So it works like this. The halacha operates in a certain mechanics. The mechanics is that A, we have to obligate the father to not only read the Megillah, but publicize the miracle. But B, if we don't obligate others to hear the Megillah, then their listening to the Megillah is meaningless, and therefore if their Shmiah is meaningless, then the father cannot fulfill his obligation to be Mefarsim Menes. So in a two-step process, first you have to obligate the father, and then you have to obligate the women folk to have a kiyum of listening to the Megillah. That's their obligation. They don't have the active Maisa Kriyas HaMegillah. That's why, if you remember, the Bahag says that a woman who reads the Megillah for herself has to change the Nusach HaBracha. She doesn't recite the Bracha Al Mikra Megillah because she doesn't have a mitzvah Mikra of reading the Megillah, which we're identifying now as Pirsum HaNes. That she doesn't have. But she has a mitzvah of Lishma. Lishma means to listen to the Megillah reading. So that's more of a passive role. Here also, what the Divrei Meir is saying is that the father has the obligation on an active basis to teach his son Torah and pass on the ideas of Torah. The son has a mitzvah to passively receive the Torah and ultimately achieve the ideas of Torah. But as far as the Vaisalima, that was not included in this.
But does the Kotan have the mental capacity to understand?
Right, so that's what I'm saying, that the Rambam says, L'shiyakir. So again, there are two interpretations of what L'shiyakir means. But let's assume L'shiyakir means that he's 9 years old. Again, I'm just throwing out a number here. And he's capable of understanding the Torah. Maybe at 5 he's capable of understanding the Torah. And therefore he has to be what we call a kli kibul. A kli kibul means a receptacle to receive the Torah. And he has to allow himself, that's his obligation, to achieve Yediyas HaTorah, that what his father's teaching him will sink in. He's not obligated in the regimen of a daily dosage, but he's obligated in the Totsah, which is Yediyas HaTorah. Now, if this be the Pshat in the Rambam, then we're really going to go very far with this, because the Rambam says, Noshim v'avodu v'ktanim p'turim mitalmud Torah. So John, what's the implication if the Rambam only patters them up from Talmud Torah?
No, they're not obligated.
But they're obligated. They may be obligated in Yediyas HaTorah. This is fascinating. Now, that's pretty radical to say that by reading the Rambam carefully and differentiating between Lelamdo and Talmud Torah, the Rambam is only exempting these three categories, Noshim, Avodim, Ketanim, from Talmud Torah, which the Rambam holds as the Maisa Limud, the way that the Rio sees it in Halacha Ches, because that's the first time, other than here, that the Rambam addresses Talmud Torah, and he says, V'gisa bo yomim v'layla, chayv l'kvol lo zmai b'nei yomim v'layla. So that regiment is a requirement for males and not for females. But as far as the Yediyas HaTorah is concerned, now we're including the women folk. So it comes out the following, according to Divrei Mio, when the Rambam says that a woman is not obligated in Talmud Torah, that means the daily regiment of Talmud Torah. That chova of a daily regiment, b'chol yom v'yom, doesn't apply to Noshim. But what about Yediyas HaTorah? So this is the next last paragraph on your page. He says, Lokosav HaRambam Me'uma L'gabei Chovas HaIsha Lilmod L'adas. The Rambam is not even mentioning it. So a woman doesn't have to teach Torah to her children. A woman doesn't have an obligation of a daily dosage V'gisavo of studying Torah. But the Rambam doesn't say a word. He omits complete mention of whether a woman has an obligation of Yediyas HaTorah. So it could be very possible that according to Divrei Mio, the conclusion we have to derive is that a woman is obligated to study Torah in order to know the Torah. Now, is there such a basis to say such an idea? So I quote here the Orach Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, the Torah Orach Chaim says the following, that a woman can make Birchas HaTorah. So the Beis Yosef says, how does a woman make Birchas HaTorah? So he answers that she's obligated to know the dinim shenoagim minoshim. She has to understand what a Jewess has to achieve in this world. You know how? And is Memel, that's called Yediyas HaTorah. So we have now a source in the Beis Yosef for a woman's obligation to study Torah, not as an abstract body of knowledge, and not as a daily dosage, but as a Yediyas HaTorah. And again, that would mean she would have to learn which halachas, which part of the Torah, whatever is relevant to a woman. Wow, that's a whole nother light on the Rambam here. Now, if you fast forward for a moment to Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says the following: Machnisim es hatinokos leislamim. This is the perek is called the perek of Tashbar. Tashbar means tinokos shel beis Rambam. The obligation is the sugin in Bava Basra, Yeshua ben Gamla of setting up schools. And the Rambam says, when do we bring the child into the school, leislamim, to be taught? Kiben sheish, kiben sheva, 6 or 7 years old. Now take a look at the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says lihislamit. What does it mean lihislamit? How would you translate that word into English? Lihislamit. Machnisin es hatinokos lihislamit. That's, I think it's called causative in English.
To study.
They should be taught lihitlamit. Now, the Rambam says, in the next halacha, I mean the next part of this halacha, he says the following: the Yoshev umalamdo kol yom kulo umiktas min alayla. What does that sound like? Does that not torpedo, yes, undermine everything we've been saying for the last half hour or whatever it is? Because the Rambam is saying yom of alayla here. Again, it's in Perek Beis, which is good, because already in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches he established the Chiyuv of Yigisavo Yom of Alayla, and now he's following suit, and he's saying, Yoshev Melamdom Kol Hayom Kulo. Now, you can't teach him Kol Alayla Kulo, unless you're in emergency medicine and you take the night shift, right? So you can't expect him to be up all night. But he says, Umiktas Min Alayla. Where's that coming from, Umiktas Min Alayla? In other words, let's say a winter day starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m., okay, 5 p.m. So the Rambam is saying you have to dip down below 5 p.m. at 1 minute, okay, 5:01, before the bell rings, and send the kids home. That has to be based on V'gisa Bo Yom V'Layla. Now we just finished saying that there's no v'gisa yom bo yom of a lila according to Dimri Yom. Oh, so now we have to read two more words in the Rambam. The Rambam says kidei lechanchom. Now we have a whole different story. We're talking about what mitzvah? Not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah of chinuch. So again, there's no chiyuv to teach your son Torah yom v'layla. Why? Because that obligation was never imposed upon a katan. The whole obligation to teach a katan and maybe for the katan with slamin is only a diyas haTorah. But we have another halacha, another category that's called chinuch. Now it's very fascinating because the Rambam here, when he says kidei lechanchom, he doesn't quote a pasuk. So it works like this, that the Rambam is not quoting a pasuk because he's talking about chinuch. And when he talks about chinuch, it means to train the child to do exactly what he's obligated to do when he becomes a gadol, when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Stuff. The Rambam doesn't have to quote any psukim for that. This is a general mitzvah chinuch. Says the Rambam, although the child is not obligated yom v'layla, but since as a gadol he'll be obligated yom v'layla, because there's another dimension of Talmud Torah, in addition to yediyas haTorah, there's a regiment of yom v'layla, so now we have to train the child. So at the end of the day, the child will learn Torah yom v'layla. Again, I don't know what days we're going to give them off. That's a different question. Now we're back to the old city again, right? But you can ask me the following question. If the Rambam is saying that you have to teach your son Yom V'Layla, so my nafka mina, you know, you told me this whole spiel that you're not chayav to regiment your son Yom V'Layla under V'Gisa, but that's already Talmud Torah. And with regard to Talmud Torah, the father's not obligated to teach his son. But now you're telling me B'Torah Sfinuch, he has to teach it. But what's going to be the difference? Are we talking about a Doraisa or a Rabbana on the Rabosai? In the case of Yediyas haTorah, the Rambam says Shenemar v'limadetem osam es b'neichem. That's Yediyas haTorah Doraisa as a chiyuv derived from the pasuk. Here, the Rambam doesn't quote any pasuk; he's talking about chinuch. Chinuch is only what the Rabbanon. So kupta is that according to Dimri Yirmiyahu, the father's obligation vis-a-vis his son comes under two different categories. One category is the Raisa, and that's called Yediyas haTorah. The other category is the Rabbanon under chinuch, and that's called Yom HaValayla. And therefore he has to keep the children there into the night. Wow. Do you see how everything fits into place here? You know, the Rambam is so careful about A, the language that he uses, B, quoting the psukim, C, the sequence in which he presents the halachas. The language of the Rambam up until halacha ches, not inclusive, ad v'yad v'lo ad b'chal, is lelamdo, or Liba Torah, not Talmud Torah. The Rambam halacha ches, for the first time, introduces another dimension to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's called Talmud Torah, and that derives from V'yam Gizabo, and requires Yom U'Layla. The Rambam in Perek Beis introduces a mitzvah chinuch, because if you go back to Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that as far as the cotton is concerned, Pater mi Talmud Torah, the father is not chayav in Talmud Torah, meaning as far as the mitzvah of Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla, but the Rambam in Perek Beis is telling you that that's only on a Doraisa level. The father doesn't have to teach his Torah on a regiment of daily, but nevertheless, he's going to regiment his child because of chinuch. And what's chinuch? Chinuch is a mitzvah that will become obligatory down the line when the child becomes a bar mitzvah. So the Rambam deliberately avoids the terminology of lelamdo Torah until he gets to the halach of regiment, and that's Yigisimbo, that's called Talmud Torah. The father's obligation is Yediyas haTorah, which is called Lelamdo Torah. The father is not obligated under the Doraisa of Lelamdo Torah to regiment his son, but yet, since the son will become obligated in that second dimension of Talmud Torah, namely regiment, therefore the father is obligated Mitzad Chinuch de Rabbanon to teach his son Yom V'Layla. David?
From the father's point of view, what's the difference between teaching by Rabbanon or the Raisa? He's still obligated either way.
I'll tell you what the difference might be. For example, If you were to ask me the following question, when you set up a school system, right, what age should you begin with? And we'll see if we can apply this to the father's obligation vis-a-vis his son as well. But let's talk for a minute about a school system. That's the subject of Perek Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The entire, what we call Chadarim or Tashbar, you know, to teach the children Torah. So you ask me at what age you should begin. And I would say that that's called the age of Chinuch. That might not be the same as Yediyas HaTorah. Yediyas HaTorah may begin at a younger age, even before Chinuch, because Chinuch requires a certain maturity. And that's going to be the next page that I want to discuss with you on page 13. All that we've discussed so far is page 12. But I'm very excited about this. Again, I can't impose my inspiration on you, but this Divrei Yirmiyahu should be reprinted. It killed me to try to read the print. I don't know why it was never reprinted. And I tell you, if I gave you a copy of the Divrei Yirmiyahu, you would not have the motivation level to go through it, because you can't even read it. You have to read it over and over again. I got it off of HebrewBooks.org because Kanireh Rabbi, what's his name in L.A.? Help me out, Zvi Reisman. You know, he has a copy of the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Who has a copy of the Divrei Yirmiyahu? By the way, it turns out I have a copy of the Divrei Yirmiyahu. This is a wild experience, mamish min hashamayim. I bought a first edition of the Turei Evan of the Shagas Aryeh, and it was sitting on in my library for years, until one day I was flipping through it, and somebody attached the Divrei Yirmiyahu to the end of the book. I have a copy of the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Go find the library with Divrei Yirmiyahu. Maybe the National, you know, Library here, or maybe the British Museum. I don't know where, you know, you might find the copy. The seminary in New York. Right? It's amazing that I own a copy of Divrei Yirmiyahu, but you can't read it.
Who is this?
His name is Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lau. I first thought he was related to Rabbi Lau, maybe, but it turns out it's a different family. And he was a Gobi Yisrael at the time of the Tzam Sofer. Check out with your Tzam Sofer connections. He was a Talmud Chavra of the Tzam Sofer. But the man is brilliant. And I only know about it because of the Sefer HaMavteh. So this is one page. It's mamish unbelievable. But I want to talk a little bit more about Chinuch. Do we have, how are we doing on the clock? We have another 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
It's only 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, good. So take a look on page 13 for a moment. And we have another sefer. Again, I got access to this through the Sefer HaMafteach of Frankl, which is authored by Rabbi Lozer Rokeach. The Rokeach is considered one of the major, you know, major achronim on the Rambam. And he writes the following. He says, "Mashma." This is a quote. "Mashma midivrei Rabbeinu," the Rambam, "shuhu midoraisa," that this is a chiyuv doraisa. Okay, that doesn't shock me. The father is chayav midoraisa. It's the opening line of the Rambam here to teach his son Torah. And how does he know it's doraisa? Midehevi aposuk, that the Rambam quotes a posuk. Good. That's so far so good. If the Rambam quotes a posuk, you're talking about a doraisa. Yeah, but wait a second. It says v'limaditem osam es b'neichem. Does that mean that the child is a katan? From Vada Veisman, who told the Rambam that we're talking in this posuk about a katan? Says the Rabbeinu Elazar Rokeach, the Medayik HaRambam Yirchsiv L'daber Bam. What's L'daber Bam? Mashma Miyad Shiyodeh L'daber Chayv Olamdo. So imagine, the child is 2 years old, 3 years old, I don't know, it all depends on the child. You know, sometimes the parents get very nervous if at the age of two the child is not speaking, but some children take a little bit more time to speak. Fine. So you don't have to... You know, today everything is, we live in a generation where we take everything so seriously. You know, if a couple gets married and they don't have a child within the first 9 months, they get nervous, you know. This is the generation we live in. When you see a little thing on the thing, right away he's got skin cancer. You know, because we're so aware of all the diseases, you know. So the child takes a little longer to speak. In any event, the Torah says the child arrived at the age of the ability to speak. Says the Sefer Rokeach, The Rambam holds midaraisa, you have to teach him Torah. Now this is very fascinating, because in Perek Beis the Rambam is going to talk about the Gil, the age of Chinuch, and the Rambam says Kiben Sheish or Kiben Shev. That's considered we older. So remember I quoted to you the Mishnah Kesef. You know, he was a Sfaradi, and he writes on the following. He says, Yoser Nirali, he says, I don't agree with this Pshat in the Rambam. The Chiyuv HaKotan to come our Rambam Hainu Mirabona. Kidei Lechancho B'mitzvahs. The Kaman de Liosid Lovo. I'm sorry, Kaman de Liosid Yovo Lechlal HaMitzvahs. Is therefore we have to train him already now. Vahachi Nira Misof Perek Lulav HaGoz. Where does the Rambam have this from? What's the source of the Rambam? They cut in the Ovim Chai V'Lam who came in Shiyadei L'Daber. That's a Brisa in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis. And the Brisa says the following, listen carefully. Katan Hayodei L'Nanea is Ovim Chai L'Knoso Lulav, whatever it says, I don't have it. Katan Hayodei L'Daber or Ovim Molando Torah. Yodea Lisatev is Konolo Tzitzis. You know, Yodea Lishmar Tfilin is Konolo Tfilin. He says that the Rambam, if he's basing himself on the Brisa in Sukkah of Yodea Lidaber Melando Torah. Yeah, can you open the door there for a second? Thank you. He says that if the Rambam is basing himself on the Brisa in Sukkah, the Brisa, the subject of that Brisa is Chinuch. It's Chinuch the Rabbanon, right? Buy him a lulav, buy him a pair of tefillin, teach him Torah. It's all the Rabbanon. The Odin, furthermore, let's open up the Rambam in Hilchas, in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Se Aleph. The Rambam says, Mitzvah lilmo Torah ulilame Torah, shedemar v'shinantam levanecha. So says the Mishnah Kesef, the e katan oviv chayiv lilamdo midaraisa, imkein havi lilimnos tarti mitzvahs. The Rambam should derive two mitzvahs from this pasuk. He should say that not only is the person chayiv lilmo ulilame, but he's chayiv also as a father to teach his son Torah. But the answer is, the Rambam's chiyuv from the father to teach his son Torah is not d'oraisa, and therefore it's not counted in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. It's only a mitzvah of chinuch d'rabbanon, derived from the Brisa in Masechta Sukkah. Is lahachi nira d'nokin Rambam chayv alamdo Torah shenemar v'limanet emosim esmenechem l'daber bom da'hainu lashmi'enu b'remez da'hainu chiyuv d'rabbanon shiyurgal l'daber bom. Now again, I see that as a big fetch, but I'll tell you what he says. He wants to say that the Rambam quotes this pasuk not to expand the scope of the obligation of the father, but pukfaket lemayit. It's coming to exclude, to tell you that the only purpose of this mitzvah incumbent upon the father is lahargil es haben, right? Because it says in the pasuk ledaber bam. Very strange that a pasuk in Chumash should be the basis for a chiyuv d'rabbanon of chinuch, but that's the way the Mishnah Kesef wants to learn the Rambam. Again, I have a lot of problems with this, but just to present the Mishnah Kesef. What do you say? Yeah, it's more than just an esmachta. It's sort of like a gili milsa of what is the capacity or the scope of the father vis-a-vis the mitzvah of chinuch d'rabbanon, and the Torah itself is giving us a revelation, so to speak, about the nature of the chiyuv chinuch of the father. And it's ledaber bam, dahainu beremez, that the Torah is being meramez chiyuv midrabanan sheyurgal ledaber bam, to make the child, you know, used to. I don't know what can we think of a better word here? What do you say?
Accustomed or
regimented to speak divrei Torah. So you have to already train your child that he should be regimented to speak the Divrei Torah. Fine. So all this is the Rabban. Wow. Spanish wild. Ubazen nicha, and this is what the Mishnah Kesef wants to answer. He says, Yesh lakshos for Rambam, deka amar u mitzvah kol chacham Yisrael olamin es ha-talmidim. So the Rambam says that every Chacham has to teach the students of Torah. Im kein, loman itztav al beno, v'al ben beno. So the Rambam asks the Kasha, why is he obligated to teach his son and his grandson? And the Rambam's answer is to give us kedima. You remember we discussed this, Rambam, to tell you that if your choice between him and his son Torah and your son Torah, you give kedima to your son. In fact, the Mishnah Kesef, why did the Rambam have to stretch his arm out to the snafkamina of kedima? Forget about that. Dilma beno ben beno afilu katan. So again, you remember that there was a shita in the Rambam that when I have to teach your son Torah, that's only if he's a god, he's past bar mitzvah. Whereas a father's chiyuv to teach his son Torah applies even when his son is a katan before his bar mitzvah. So why did the Rambam give that as an answer? Lomen itztav al beno v'al ben beno. The answer is al beno v'al ben beno afilu katan. But talmido, meaning ben chaver, dafka kshu gadol, kshu bar mitzvah. Ella, the answer is, the Rambam is dealing with Doraisa, and on a Doraisa level, the Rambam holds that he only has to teach his son Torah if his son is a gadol, but if his son is a katan, that's only chinuch, l'daber bam, l'hargilo, l'daber b'divrei Torah. So, if that be the case, you want to ask yourself the question, what's the difference between the chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah and the chiyuv of a chacham to teach his friend's son Torah? As far as the age level is concerned, they're exactly equal. In both cases, whether it's the chiyuv of the father vis-a-vis his son or the chiyuv of the chacham vis-a-vis his friend's son, it's always going to emerge at the age of bar mitzvah, when the son, the young man, is a gadol. So the Rambam was forced to ask the question, so what's the difference between the chiyuv of the father and the chiyuv? Even if he wasn't the father, he'd be obligated to teach his son Torah. Not b'toras av, but b'toras chacham. And his son is 13 years old, because according to the Mishnah Kesef, when does the chiyuv of the father vis-a-vis his son emerge? Only when the katan on the right level is a gadol. Either Rambam says katan mitzvah olam do Torah, that's only b'toras chinuch derabbana and largilo b'divrei Torah. And here in the next paragraph, I summarize the machlokas between Rabbeinu Eliezer HaRokeach and the Mishnah Kesef. What is the meaning of the Rambam here? The Rokeach understood that the Rambam is talking about a bona fide mitzvah d'oraisa that teaches son Torah despite the fact that his son is a katan. Whereas the Mishnah Kesef says that the source of the Rambam is the braisa in Sukkah, the chinuch derabbanon, and the Rambam therefore is modeh that on a deraisa level there is no chiyuv on the father to teach his son Torah if his son is only a katan. That's a pretty fundamental machlokas. Now, you were asking me, John, I think, what's an afkamina? Or maybe David, you were asking me. Why, what's an afkamina, whether you call it deraisa or derabbanon? Yeah, so here's going to be the afkamina. If you're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, and we go back to the first line in this page, namely that the Rabbeinu Elazar Okeach was medayik from the Rambam's pasuk, and let's read his language. He says, "Nirad medayik haRab midikasav ledaber bam midichsiv ledaber bam mashma miyad shodel ledaber chayv lelamdo," and he says, "Who chiv d'oraisa?" So imagine the child is 2 or 3 years old and the father is chayav to teach him on a doraisa level. If you ask me about a chiyuv chinuch derabbanon, I don't know. Is it at the age of 2 or 3? In other words, if we're going to the Mishnah Kesef, la'argilo b'talmud Torah, I would think we may have to wait until the child is 5, 6, or 7. Why? So let me backtrack a little. Okay, I'm jumping ahead of myself. The mitzvah of chinuch. At what point is the child a bar chinuch? Does he obligate the father in chinuch? So let's take the case of luluf. The Mishnah says, Yodel in anea es haluluf. Is there anybody in this room who knows how to do nanuim? Who's willing to volunteer and say yes? I once learned through the Mishnah Bura on Nanuim until I had such a headache, I had to take 3 aspirins because he has 18 different shitas about what Nanuim is. You know, and basically everyone's watching the next guy who's probably also getting it wrong, you know. Or for example, at what age is a child ready for tefillin? Now, I think you could probably train a child at the age of 6 to put on tefillin. But the Braisa says, Yodea lishmar es tefila. Or, for example, how old would a child have to be to put on a talus? 3 years old? You can buy a small talus for a 3-year-old. No, it says in the Braisa, Yodea lishatev bitzitzis. So I heard once from my Rebbe that the shir of chinuch is when the child can fulfill the mitzvah bishlemus. It's not when he can perfunctorily, mechanically do, implement the ma'aseh mitzvah. He has to be able to do the whole mitzvah. Bishlemus, the mitzvah of tefillah bishlemus is yodea lishmar es tefillah. The mitzvah of lulav bishlemus is yodea linanea b'lulav. The mitzvah of tzitzis is lis'atev b'tzitzis. So let's say, according to Divrei Yirmiyahu, if I can turn back one page, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is yediyas haTorah. So at what age is the child capable of yediyas haTorah? Is he 2 or 3? He may be able to speak. He can perfunctorily perform the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least if you saw it on the outside. But in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, b'shleimus is havanas haTorah, limud haTorah, yediyas haTorah. Then I wonder if a 3-year-old child is capable of that mitzvah. So when we plug in chinuch, then we want to wait till the child is 5, 6, or 7, and he's capable of reaching the shleimus hamitzvah, which means yediyas haTorah, not the mechanical speaking the Rei Torah. But if you're talking according to the Rokeach, that the Rambam is formulating a mitzvah d'oraisa, and he's deriving from ledaber bam that he's yodea ledaber, this is an amazing chiddush, because that means that the father's d'oraisa chiyuv vis-a-vis his son emerges when the child is 2 or 3 years old. He's not capable of yediyas haTorah, but nevertheless, the father is chayv lelanta espenechem ledaber bam that he can speak the Rei Torah. And it comes out now that chinuch d'rabbanan is much more lenient, the way we're interpreting it, and that's the Mishnah Kesef, because the Mishnah Kesef holds that the entire thrust of the Rambam is a chiyuv d'rabbanan of chinuch. And the pasuk is only a remez to tell me that at what age does the child have to start being chinuch. But again, that's contradictory to what I said before, but I'm saying according to the Mishnah Kesef, you have a mitzvah of chinuch that's kaviyachal derived from this pasuk of ledaber bam. According to the Rokeach, we're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa l'daber bam. So I would suggest that if we took the Mishnah Kesef in a broader perspective, again, I'm not saying the Mishnah Kesef would agree with what I'm about to say, that the chiyuv of the father vis-a-vis his son b'toras chinuch d'rabbanan would not emerge until the child is older. Not with l'daber bam. And it's not the Mishnah Kesef, but I'm just saying according to the structure that we created. Whereas the Chiyuv d'oraisa, paradoxically, is when the child knows l'daber bam. Now, if we turn back the clock to Divrei Yirmiyahu, and he claims that the Chiyuv of the father vis-a-vis his son is only what? Yediyas haTorah, then that's not the Sefer HaRokeach. The Sefer HaRokeach is saying l'daber bam, and that's a Chiyuv d'oraisa. There's no way, no how, that you can say that when the child speaks, he already has yediyas haTorah. Yediyas haTorah is going to come much later when the child is more mature. And yet in this immature stage, which emerges as soon as the child is Yodel and Daber, there's already a mitzvah d'oraisa to teach him Torah. Fascinating how all these dimensions fit into place. Alright then? Okay, we'll stop. And in the next paragraph, what's the machlokas all about? According to Sefer Rokeach, Kotar Yodel and Daber, even if he's not higil chinuch, because he's not a bar havana in Torah, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv on the father to teach him Torah on a doraisa level. He has already kriya below havana, and that basic minimal level of kriya below havana is enough to generate a chiyuv doraisa on the father to teach his son Torah. Whereas if you're talking about a mitzvah of chinuch on the father, that's only if he gil l'chlal shleimus ha-mitzvah, which would mean not just kriyas haTorah, but also havanas haTorah. Alternatively, maybe the Sefer HaRokeach would argue that kriyas haTorah, even without havana, is a separate mitzvah in Talmud Torah, just reading Torah. And if reading Torah, the child is capable of reading Torah because he speaks, then there's an obligation of kriya b'divrei Torah without havana. And then we could suggest that according to the Sefer Mishnah Kesef, the mitzvah is chinuch, and that requires the shleimus ha-mitzvah, which is not kriyas haTorah, but also havanas haTorah. Okay, I'll stop here.